Sorry, what'd you say?
We're about to go on.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. This is Kim, and you're listening to Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. We're back. It's Friday, 12:02. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. And I'm joined by the lovely Mia Waltz and her band, who have all been here before, so some familiar faces. Do you want to introduce yourself and your band, Mia?
Yeah, hi. My name is Mia Waltz. I'm a singer. I do like alternative pop soul music. I'm from Berlin, Germany, and I'm studying vocal performance here at Berkeley. And yeah, I have a full band with me. We got drums, we got bass, we got guitar, we got keys. So yeah, we're going to play a bunch of original music, mostly unreleased, so sneak peek, and a couple covers, mostly like, yeah, a mix of pop, soul, some funky stuff. So it'll be fun. I'm excited.
Amazing. I am so excited. I went to Berlin this summer, so we'll have to talk about that.
We do.
Anyways, I want you to get started, introduce your first song, and go ahead.
Yeah, we're starting off with an original of mine called Mistake. And yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and play it. Talking to all your friends like it was a mistake. A one-time thing, just a silly little fling. Little do they know that I might want you again. Don't wanna lie about it and pretend, say it was just cause I was under the influence. Baby, how you gonna tell me that you see me as a friend after the night when you were all up in my head? Call me a friend, yeah, that is actually quite funny, considering all the shit we've gone through. I sit and wonder, did I ever really like you? Or was it just the way you held me close that one night? Baby, how you gonna tell me that you see me as a friend after talking to all your friends like it was a mistake, a one-time thing, just a silly little fling? Guess they don't know that I want you again. Don't wanna lie about it and pretend, say I don't care cause I don't want it to end.
That was beautiful. Love it.
Thank you.
So that's an original. Is it released?
Yes. No, it's not.
Okay.
Most of this is, I only have one released song, which I'll be playing today.
Okay.
But
okay.
This is coming soon. So
upcoming projects.
Yes.
Yeah, I definitely want you to talk more about that as we continue on.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I remember in your little bio that you wrote, yeah, we're doing some, wait, one sec. Doing some bass tech support right now. anyways, you put a few artists that like inspire you or that like have a similar sound, and you have Lake Street Dive in there. I love Lake Street Dive. And they have a song called Mistakes, which I love.
Yeah.
So that's what I was.
I didn't even realize that when I called it that. But it makes sense because
yeah.
I listen to them a lot. So
yeah. Great song. Okay. How are we on bass? We're still
wondering. I can yap more.
Okay.
If you wanna.
Well, yeah. Do you want to plug any upcoming shows that you may be having?
Yeah, sure. I have a little acoustic show at my school. So it's at the Loft at Berkeley on the 22nd, which will be fun. It's like just bass and guitar and me. And then I have October 25th, I have a house show. So if you want to know where it is, you have to go check my Instagram at Mia Waltz, M-I-A-W-A-L-Z, and then an underscore. So yeah, that's on the 25th. So that'll be really fun. It's like pre-Halloween show. Not Halloween yet, but almost. So that'll be fun. Yeah, so those are like my closest upcoming shows.
Cute. I love it. Do we want to, can we hear a little bit of bass to see if we're...
He's playing.
Okay. So we're, okay.
That's not good.
I think our point of action might be to switch the DI box. Is that what we're doing? That's what we're doing. Okay, let's keep talking then. So tell me about your writing process. I'm assuming like that song, like how, where do you start with lyrics? Do you work with your band on, you know, arranging everything? How, what's the process like for you?
I mean, it's so dependent on the songs. Like sometimes I'll like have a word jumble in my head and just write down like four sentences and that'll be the start of something. With this song, the chords were the start and like the but like the rhythm. And so I just had keys and lyrics and vocals. And then usually what I'll do with every song, I'll like write it on either guitar or keys and like have the melody. And then I'll go to my band and they'll kind of like add in their own flair and like add in little things. And like, you know, I kind of give them the freedom to do what they want on their instrument. Like I give them my vision and they kind of run with it. And that's how my songs become my songs. So it's a big collaboration usually, which is nice. And it's what I love about being able to have a band and write with them and everything. So yeah,
I feel like we've been with the Berkeley musicians that have been coming on the show recently, like we've been talking a lot about collaboration. And like I feel like it's kind of a stereotype of Berkeley that like everyone's really competitive and, you know, like why would you want to go to a school where everyone's doing the same thing and blah blah, blah. And like, but you know, we're breaking down those barriers and those stereotypes.
Well, because it's so different. Like,
yeah.
Most people, obviously, like, if you don't know a lot about music, it's like, okay, everyone there is studying music. But, like, that's not. Like, we have so many different majors. Everyone has something else to offer.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're, like, let's say, like, I'm a performance major. I'm not the same as another performance major because there's different genres, there's different styles. Like, some people want to perform like on Broadway, some people want to perform on like little stages, some people want to be like arena tour artists. So it's like all so different, and that makes like the school different for everyone too.
Yeah, totally. Music is a very, very broad term.
Okay,
I think we're good with our technicalities.
Can we get just a little bit of bass?
Okay.
Yeah.
And let us know how it is in the headphones.
Yeah, do you hear it all right?
Yeah. Awesome.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Get into your next song.
Let's do it. The next one's called Yours But Not Mine. This is like the absolute next one. It's like in the basically mastering process. So it's like almost done. And yeah, this is Yours But Not Mine. And I wrote this like last year. So hope you enjoy. I can't be gone if my stuff is still in your room. My presence for you out on display. How could you do that if not to say I'm still yours? Ooh. I can't be gone if you still mention me to your friends. Make jokes about me when I'm not even there. Why would you do that if not to share? I'm still yours. So we go 3 days without talking, suddenly you're waiting by my door. Yes, you're not mine anymore. I'm still yours. Ooh. 'Cause we'll go 3 days without talking, suddenly you're waiting by my door, telling me I haven't been hanging. Next day you treat me like a chore. Guess you're not mine anymore. Starting to accept your unreliability. Starting to remember all the times you've been so cruel to me. And now I know we're done, whether you want it dead or not. Baby, I'm gone. So let's go more days without talking. Don't want you waiting by my door. Don't tell me I haven't been hanging. Won't let you treat me like a chore. No, you're not mine anymore. So I won't be yours.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That's another unreleased original.
Yes, that's coming really, really
love
soon.
Love it. So yeah, is your plan to do, are you releasing a bunch of singles? Are you working on an album, EP?
To be honest, not really sure. I was going to do a bunch of singles, but I might drop an EP because a couple of these songs, like Mistake and Yours But Not Mine, I wrote like at least over a year ago. So I feel like I need to get those out and then I can, you know, start working and releasing on the ones that I'm currently writing. I love these songs. This is, doesn't mean that I don't like these songs, but I just feel like they need to be out. So I might drop an EP instead.
Yeah, that's super cool. What was I gonna? Oh, Berlin. Tell me about like that. Like, when did you? So you grew up in Berlin, or when did you move here? What's the story?
Yeah, I was born and raised there, and I just moved here for school when I was 18.
Okay.
So I moved here for college. And yeah, that's pretty much the story.
So du sprichst Deutsch?
Yeah, exactly. Ich spreche Deutsch.
I barely speak German.
That was good though. Not bad.
Three words. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to Vienna next semester. So I've been practicing.
That's good. That's good. You have to know how to be able to say, I don't know, I feel like. Yeah. Do you know how to say, I don't know?
Ich...
Ich
weiß nicht.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously.
Because then if someone speaks to you, you can just be like,
I don't know. Ich spreche nicht Deutsch.
Exactly.
Ich kann nicht Deutsch.
Very good.
Yeah, I need to get back on my grind. I did like 3 semesters of German.
Oh, wow.
But like, you know, my professor was like awesome and like really chill and, you know.
So it's hard, yeah.
Yeah.
German's also just a hard language. So.
It is hard. But yeah, my cousin moved to Berlin. Sure, she studied abroad in Berlin, met her husband, and now they have a family there. And me and my sister visited them over the summer, and it was awesome. I've never been to Europe before.
Whoa.
But Berlin was
very
cool. It was interesting. It wasn't like what I expect. I don't know what I was expecting, but we were doing kind of like a whole Scandinavian thing. So Berlin was very different.
Oh, so different.
Which I didn't really like think about that.
Yeah.
But It was very interesting and like very like sustainable, at least my cousin's life that she's leading. So that was cool.
Yeah, Berlin's it's just, you can't really explain it. Like, I feel like you have to go to understand what it is.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's special for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's really awesome. So do you think that has like influenced your music, you know, being not from here?
I mean, yeah, I do. I like to do like a couple or one or two German songs in my sets usually too. I have a German cover in the set here too, so
yay.
Just because I feel like it adds a little specialty, because like I don't really know of a lot of artists who like sing in English and German. It's like a
that is
bit
true.
Of a random mix,
yeah,
especially in the US. So Yeah, and I mean, it's definitely influenced, like, the music I hear there and, like, the fact that I like house music and techno. Mm-hmm. Not that I, like, that's my original music, but, like, I have a feature on a house song, too. Like, I do a lot of that, too, just because, like, it's very home to me.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, totally.
Yeah, it definitely adds something.
Yeah, that's really cool. Okay, introduce your next song and keep going.
All right, this next one's called Keep On Wondering. This is pretty new. I wrote this with my guitarist, Jack, who's also here. and yeah, it's called Keep On Wondering, and it's like, God, it's just about being in a state of wondering in relationships, whether it's friendships or romantic relationships, whatever it is, just like never fully knowing the answer. So that's kind of what it's about. Yeah. Take it away, Jack. It's been a lot of late nights, been a lot of FaceTimes, been a lot of date highs, starting to wonder what it all means. I keep on wondering, is this the keep on questioning myself, is this the one take? I don't know if I'm doing this right, shouldn't it be an easy answer? But I keep on wondering, yes, I'll keep on wondering if this is right. Stop overthinking, just get to feel. I don't know if I can keep going like this. Is this how it always goes? So I keep on wondering, is this the right way? I keep on questioning myself, is this the one to take? I don't know if I'm doing this right, yet.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I really, really liked that one.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, we're so loud. Yes. So that's also unreleased.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a lot to work on.
Yeah.
What semester year are you?
I'm in my senior year, so.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Is this a touchy subject? Are you scared about graduation? Are you graduating?
I mean, yes, I'm graduating. Okay. Fingers crossed. Okay. No, I am. And I'm excited. I think it's good. I feel like I'm at a time. You know, I feel like when you're sitting in a classroom, I've noticed I'm done sitting in a classroom. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's also just so scary because, like, I've been doing this for my entire life. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm so grateful for everything Berkeley has given me. And, like, I just wouldn't be where I am right now without Berkeley. And so it's going to be a hard goodbye. So,
yeah. Do you know what your plans are? Geographically wise?
Not really, because I mean I'm on a visa, so it's all very up in the air. So I have another year on my visa that I get to stay here. I have to decide where I'm gonna go, and then you know, it's up in the air going back home maybe. We'll see.
What was I gonna say? I've been thinking a lot about not being a student anymore.
I know, it's crazy.
One day, and I'm really scared about
it. I know.
My professor, we were just talking about this in my classes on like Wednesday, and professor was like, oh, it's just, you know, so great to be a student because your job is just to be curious. That's all you have to do. And I was like, yeah, I wish.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, wish you could just be a student forever, but you can't.
I know, it's hard.
Yeah.
But it's exciting. A new chapter in life. Change is good.
Yes,
so
yes. You know, scary, but it's good.
Scary, but it's good.
Yeah. Okay, well, keep going.
Okay. The next one's a little cover by Ray. I don't know if you know her, but she's this British artist, and she's super amazing and super cool. And I got to see her live, which was an amazing experience. So this is her song, Five Star Hotels. It's her, like, it's inspired by her Tiny Desk version, so it's different than the original recording. But yeah, so here it is. I think that you should be here with me. No. Fuck what they say. I think you should take a break. Get on a plane. Call it the sweetest escape. I wanna go, I wanna feel your body. People gon' talk like at night, so baby don't tell nobody. And I know I've been distant, I've been seeing other guys while you've been kissing other women. Oh, I think you should come and visit. I got one fine piece of man standing in position. And don't you know what you're missing in a five-star hotel in Mauritius? Oh, I think I know what you're missing in a five-star hotel in Mauritius. Oh, come see, come hide it. Sick of drunk darling, come to my hotel, baby, don't fight it. I just wanna hang on your neck like a diamond. Oh, look at that timing. I take you to dinner, fine dining. I'ma take off all in that pilot. Five star telly for your bad bitch, ride it. I'm on the road, I took the bench down to the coast. I'm trying to drink, I'm trying to smoke. Set it on fire, I took it, took it there. And I know I've been dishing, I've been seeing other guys, and you've been kissing other women. I think you should come and visit. I got one fine piece of man standing in position. And don't you know what you're missing in a five-star hotel in Mauritius? So I think I know what you're missing in a five-star hotel in Mauritius. So I think I know what you're missing. Know what you're missing. All right, I'm gonna take a second to introduce my lovely band and give them a second to shine. So starting off on keys, Elijah Barati. Next up on guitar, Jack Kuehling. Matthew Ashley. Drums, Danny Huerta. In a 5-star hotel in Mauritius.
Love that. Wait. There you go. Yes. 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 Turn us up. Turn us up. Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Amazing. That was awesome. I didn't know that I knew that song, but I know that song.
Nice.
That's all right. I heard you play it. And I love the little band spotlight. Everyone's
yes,
so amazing.
Of course.
Who was saying, Chloe? Somebody was like, oh, we need to give everyone a medal once they've been on the show like 3 times.
Oh my
like,
God. Yeah.
I
Has anyone here been on the show 3 times? Have you guys?
I will be. Jocelyn.
Oh, okay. My drummer, Danny, is saying he will be.
He will be. With
Cordelia with Cordelia
Fox.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, I got to have something prepared for
yeah,
you guys.
A little, like a sticker, a star
yeah,
or something, guys?
Yeah.
What do you want?
We should really make like stickers or merch or something.
Oh, we should.
Or pins.
Elijah wants a Pop Tart, so.
Oh,
okay.
We can arrange that.
We can arrange that. Yeah, wait, why have we never thought
What flavor do you want?
Oh, what flavor?
Very important question.
Oh, that's a good question.
Cinnamon sugar, he's saying.
Oh, okay. That's a good classic.
Next time. You know.
Okay, I'll make a note of it.
I'll make a note of it as well.
Okay, Constance, you can just do it. I won't do it.
Okay. when's it coming? Sorry.
I'll text you. Yeah, we'll figure it out later. what was I going to say? What are we talking about? Oh, merch. We should freaking make merch. I don't
you
know why
should.
We haven't done that.
You
stickers.
Should.
And then we could give everyone like a sticker when they come. Because sometimes like artists and bands give me a sticker and I'm like, oh, this is so cute. And I've never even thought about, you know, we have a brand.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Yeah. Okay.
You
well,
have so many, like, I feel like your whole room is so stickered up and everything. Like,
exactly.
It would make
it's
sense.
Right in front of our faces.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone listening wants to make merch for us, DM the Instagram and follow the Instagram post at Adolescence Glow. Follow Mia Waltz on Instagram. She's tagged all over our Instagram. And let's do a little PSA. Chloe, take it away.
Are you interested in Tufts or Medford Somerville history? Consider taking an adventure to the Tufts Archival Research Center. They're open Monday through Friday by appointment starting at 9 a.m., and their walk-in hours go from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Tufts Archival Research Center is home to more than 700 unique collections documenting the history of Tufts and several specialized subject areas. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
Dude, that was fire.
Amazing. Thank you, Chloe. Lit. Okay. Keep going.
Yes. Ready to go.
Sorry. Yes. Keep going.
All right. This next one's another one that I wrote. This is called Do It Anyway. This is also like an oldie but a goodie, I would say. this one's, I'm going to bring it down a little bit for this. So, this is like about stepping outside of your comfort zone, even if it's hard. So, yeah, hence the title, Do It Anyway. I know you like your feet solid on the ground. No, you don't like to mess around with the unknown. I know you like your plans, and you don't understand that there's people who love you anyways. So please don't let fear rule your world. Please don't let it take away your power, and don't let fear hold you back from being who you're meant to be. 'Cause honestly, sometimes you gotta do it anyway. I know you like to be everybody's favorite word, but you don't like when they tend to overuse you. I know you'd rather hide from the world outside, but you can't live like that your whole life. So please don't let fear rule your world. Please don't let it take away your power, and don't let fear hold you back from being who you're meant to be. 'Cause honestly, sometimes, come on, gain some courage. Even if you tend to fall, promise it'll be worth it. And I promise I'll be there if you do. So please don't let fear rule your world. Please don't let it take away your power, and don't let fear hold you back from being who you're meant to be. 'Cause honestly, sometimes you gotta do it anyway.
Hello, my mic was, sorry, my headphones are like huge. I don't need these, I don't know why. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
So that is also unreleased, or is that the released one?
Also unreleased.
Okay, okay.
I'll let you know.
You'll say
I'll
it.
Let you okay. know when there's a released one.
I'll just wait for your cue. I love it.
Thank
Very
you.
Very cute. I like how I don't know, you have a lot of variety in your, you know, just piano or full band. I'm like word vomiting right now.
No, I appreciate that. I really do. I like mixing things up. I have so many different influences too that I feel like my music is a big genre mash usually.
Yes.
And I like to blend and mix and float in between those lines,
right.
Kind of.
And that's kind of like what music is nowadays with like young artists. Like I don't think we've ever had a group or an artist come on here and be like, I'm strictly this. Like, everyone is just a baby of a bunch of different ideas, which is awesome. And I love that because, you know, no one listens to strictly whatever music.
Yeah.
Maybe some people do, but I don't know if young people do that.
Yeah.
So
that's also like, I feel like it comes from, like with me, I grew up with literally almost every genre in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like my dad listens to pretty much everything, and then the holes that he like maybe doesn't listen to, my mom listened to. So it's like, yeah. And my dad has like 1,000, maybe let's say 900 records on the wall, and like they have it's everything from like jazz to old school hip hop to soul to whatever. So
he would love it in here then, all
yeah,
his
oh,
records.
He would love this. He would love to be here.
Yeah, maybe he can come in and organize.
Shout out to him. I think he might be listening. So
yeah.
Hi mom, hi dad.
Alphabetize our record collection.
Oh my
our,
god,
like,
yeah.
Thousands and thousands of records in here. Yeah, that's awesome. I can really appreciate an artist who doesn't stay in between the lines, which is like at most artists. So
yeah,
it's cool to hear and to showcase. Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Keep going.
On to the next?
Yes.
All right. We're going to do a song called You're No Man next, which is also pretty new. And this one I co-wrote with my friend Reese Nobil. Yeah. And this is like, I'm obsessed with this song. So I feel like the title You're No Man says enough. So here we go.
You would do it all again. You would do
I loved that. That was amazing. Your voice is so beautiful.
Thank you.
And that reminded me, what is your journey with singing?
Ooh, okay. I mean, genuinely, I've been singing since I can remember. Like, I can't think of a time where I wasn't singing. Like, my favorite anecdote is that, I don't know if you know the movie Fame, but I knew, like, the entire soundtrack off by heart when I was 5. I feel like that's a little early to know the whole soundtrack
of Fame.
That's
impressive.
But I just, like, everything I heard, I sang, like, I just loved it. And every talent show, every whatever I could do, I just loved being on stage.
Yeah.
I feel like my first, like, I've been dancing since I was 6, too. So I feel like being on stage was just kind of, like, it was natural because of the fact that I was dancing on stage, too. And then in fourth grade or something, I did like a talent show at my school singing instead of dancing. And my dad always says that's the first time he realized that like I was going to do this my whole life, which I think is a cute anecdote. And I just feel like every time I'm on stage since a young age, I've just realized this is what I love to do. And I can't think of anything else. Like my love for music really comes from being on stage and from the performance aspect. I think like I did theater too, but like after a while, like I just realized like music was the main thing. I still dance. I like theater. I like musicals and all of that, but singing and being on stage is just always going to be my main thing.
Yeah. Definitely seems natural to you. You've done this before for sure. Fame. The only thing I really know about Fame is I don't know if this is like middle school or high school. I sang Let Me Be Your Star. An audition or something.
That's adorable. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that movie and I love that soundtrack so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Back in my theater days, guys.
I feel like most people had the theater
days. Yeah. Yeah.
I did.
Everyone probably at Berkeley, everyone here. We know Daniel Miner, Mr.
Acapella. My keys player is nodding his head.
Yes.
So
yeah.
We've got some, got some
this
theater.
This is definitely like a theater. Like
my
Tufts in Berkeley is theater school. Okay. Keep singing.
All right, let's do it. Next we have, this is my released song. This came out last year. This is called Widowed. It was my debut single and obviously I hold it dear to my heart just because it was the first song that was released. And I don't really usually talk about my songs, but I mean, Widowed, it's pretty straightforward, but it's about kind of being in a relationship with someone without ever fully being in that relationship. Like they never give you enough to call it a relationship, if that makes sense. So that's what this is about. Take it away. Can't get out of bed in the morning anymore. Tears dried on my face, they've closed my pores. Hide my heart under my pillow to make sure no one sees the cracks you left behind. Right now I feel like a window of our relationship. You grabbed a lifeboat and left me here alone on this sinking ship. Always do just to keep you on my mind, to have me as your widow who never leaves your side. If I pull back, you push harder. If I get quiet, voice gets stronger, but as soon as I am back in the game, you can barely remember my name. Even though I'm barely anything, you're everything to me. And even though you say you're kidding, I think you know you love me. Always do enough to keep me hanging on, they're happy by. Just to keep you on my mind.
side. Your side, your side. I guess I'm never heels for you. Stare at you at a party. You're all I see. Have you by my side? Make sure I'm on your mind. Have me as your widow, 'cause you always do enough to keep me hanging on. To have me by your side, just to keep you on my mind. 'Cause you always do enough to keep me holding on to you. Let's intertwine. Happy as you would know, who never leaves your side.
That was amazing. Released.
Yes,
it's released. So listen. Everyone can go listen to that on any streaming service, question
yes,
mark.
Any.
Deezer. Amazing.
Yes, it's on Deezer, I believe.
Wow. And repeat the name, Widowed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Widowed.
Sorry, I had to drink some water. Widowed.
Hey, you know.
W-I-D-O-W-E-D.
Stay hydrated.
That's true.
Awesome. Love it.
There should be a stay hydrated PSA.
Yeah, everyone take a sip of water.
Yeah, hey.
I'm going to go do that.
Hey, you. Go. Hey, wait, let me just take a little. So good. Okay, how many more? We have about 10 minutes left.
Yeah, we have like 2 to 3 songs.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, let's just keep going. Get right into it.
Perfect. We're going to do one more cover. This is the German cover. So this is called Kompliziert.
Oh my gosh.
By Deutsch. Namika.
Deutsch.
Yeah, exactly. Namika is a German artist. She's super, super cool.
I know genau.
That's like all my favorite
word. That's all you need to know.
That's like my favorite word.
Ich weiß nicht in genau.
Yeah.
Krankenwagen.
Also a good one.
It's the only Everyone spit out all your German.
No, please.
Okay. Drei, zwei, eins.
Let's do it. This is kompliziert. Ich sag nein und du verstehst ja. Erzähl mir was, egal was ich sag. Oh. Ich steh im Bad, du klopfst an die Tür. Lebst du noch? Ist was passiert? Ich warte schon eine Ewigkeit hier. Wie lang machst du dich fertig? Nicht mehr lang, nur noch die Haare. Bin gleich da, was soll das Gefrage? Ich mach das auch für dich, also warte. Und dir gefällt's also nerv nicht. Heute ist dein Glückstag. Ich hab ein Wörterbuch für dich. Ich bin nicht kompliziert. Du verstehst mich nur nicht. Da ist ein großes Fragezeichen direkt in dein Gesicht. Ich bin nicht kompliziert. Du verstehst mich nur nicht. Sag ja und du verstehst nein. Erzähl mir was, du redest mir rein. Wie willst du verstehen, was ich mein? Wenn du mir nicht zuhörst, vor unseren Freunden äffst du mich nach. Komm schon, Baby, ich mach doch nur Spaß. Vielen Dank für dein Kommentar. Glaubst du echt, dass das cool wird? Vor den Leuten machst du auf Chef. Wenn ich grad rede, drehst du dich weg. Zu Haus bringst du mir Frühstück ans Bett. True hurts. Heute ist dein Glückstag. Ich habe ein Wörterbuch für dich. Ich bin nicht kompliziert, du
verstehst mich nur nicht. Das ist ein großes Fragezeichen direkt in deinem Gesicht. Ich bin nicht kompliziert, du verstehst mich nur nicht.
Jack Hewling on guitar. That was amazing. I loved that. I need to listen to German music.
Shout out Namika. Listen to her.
Yes.
She's awesome.
Yes. Amazing. Okay. Well, one last song.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes.
Also. We're
yes, of course.
A great time.
Yeah. I don't know if we everyone knows this, but okay. Wait.
Oh.
sorry. A lot of excitement. Andrew Krepel in the house, guys. We were supposed to have Mia come on like the first week, but then you were deathly ill. It was very sad. It was very,
very sad. Yeah.
But I'm really glad we have you now and we figured it out.
Me too.
But yeah, thank you all for coming and being flexible.
Of course, we're having such a fun time.
Yes. Okay.
Everyone's nodding in the room.
Amazing.
And giving thumbs up.
Yes.
Because that's a form of expression
yes,
for us. Thumbs
yes,
up.
I love it. Okay. Final song.
All right.
Blow us away.
Let's close it with this is my unreleased song, Over Me Overnight. I love this song. This is usually has horns. So imagine horns. That's all I have to say. Thank you so much for having me. Once again, my name is Mia Waltz, WALZ. No T in the name. And yeah, thank you. Please go check out my music, check out my Instagram, whatever. This is Over Me Overnight. It was always you and me against the world. I could always depend on you to be there. Never worried about any of the others, even though you gave me enough reason to. Now I'm clinging on to the past, cause I remember being happier. Knew it wouldn't last, but I always wanted more. Now I'm clinging on to the past, cause I remember being happier. Knew it wouldn't last, but I always wanted more.
So how did you get overnight while I still fall hopelessly when you smile? And how did you move on from me in no time? Wish I could say the same about me, but I'm still falling for you. Just a change of heart. Now I'm clinging on to the past, cause I remember being happy. Yeah, knew it wouldn't last, but I always wanted more. So how did you get over me overnight while I still fall hopelessly when you smile? And how did you move on from me?